Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Yud Zayin. Mihei Machayavim B'Sitzis. Who is Chayiv in Sitzis? Aleph. Afagav Diksev Uri Isemosai. Even though the Pasuk says Uri Isemoso, which seemingly would imply that you have to be able to see the Sitzis in order to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Asuma is Chayiv B'Sitzis. A blind person is still Chayiv B'Sitzis. Why? The nation is Rabbeh, because there's an extra unneeded Pasuk that is mirabeh, is a ribui, because it says me'asher tichasebo. The pasuk says that you cover yourself with it, something that is extra and unnecessary, and therefore it's coming to be mirabeh, a ribui, that even a blind person is chayiv when he covers his body with a four-cornered garment, that he has to have sitzis. Then what does the pasuk say? Uriisemoso, ukra duriisemoso, it's derich lamaye ksus laila. That's needed to exclude a ksus laila. Literally, it means a beged at night. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean a night beged or a beged at night? That we'll see is going to be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush when we get to it. But it's excluding the nighttime wearing of a beged. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Chayiv B'Sitzis, Upasha D'Yochol Levarech Gam Kein Alayhen. A Suma could also Pasha, he's Chayiv, and he can make a bracha on the Sitzis. Ach, except the problem is, how is he supposed to check his Sitzis that they're kosher? Remember, Pearson's supposed to check the Sitzis to make sure they're not saying a bracha levatala, because the Sitzis might be pasul. So he says, Ach, Sheyivdoch Hasan Metzchila B'Mishmush Yadav. Either he has to check with his, he has to be able to be familiar with his hands to feel whether or not it's properly, attached. Okay, and he has the proper, sitzis and the strings, etc. But he has to be able to feel it with his fingers. Oh, yivakesh la'achel vatkam, or to ask someone else, reliable, to go ahead and be bodek and check his sitzis. Sifkat and buys. Ksus Laila, Vasvara Noisenis. He says, it's a good Svara that Uriisemoso is coming to be Mimayate a Ksus Laila, and Asher Tichaseba is coming to include a Suma, as opposed to the other way around. Why? Because he says, Asvara Noisenis, the Rabos Ksus Suma. The Svara says to go ahead and do a Ribui of Ksus Suma, and to exclude the ksus laila. Umay ksus laila. Why? Mishum de ksus suma yeshno al kolponim bereiya etzel acherim. Because if you have to pick one of the two, the ksus suma at least could be seen by others. Aval ksus laila, but a ksus laila is something that can't be seen by anyone objectively. Okay? Eino bereiya etzel acherim. So therefore, if you have to be umay one thing from Uriisemoso, you should have the more objective one, and that is the Ksus Laila, as opposed to the subjective one that the Dafka the Suma can't see. And therefore, use Asher Tichaseba to come and include, okay, a Suma in the Mitzvah. Sif Beis. Nashim v'Avadim Pturim. Women and Avadim v'Knanim are Pturim. Why? Because it's a Mrs. Ashei Shazman Grama, it's not something that is a person is chayiv in at night. And therefore it's a Mrs. Ashei Shazman Grama. Umikomakom imrotzim, this is the Rama says, Umikomakom imrotzim le'atfo. Okay, get ready. Ulevare chalav. If a woman wants to go ahead and wear sitzis, or seemingly a talis, and make a bracha, harishus biyadam. They have the ability. Kimo b'shar mitzvah asei shazman grama. Like other mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Same way a woman can go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and make a bracha. The Ashkenazim, like this is the Rama talking. The Rama saying that a woman can be mekayim a mitzvah. We know the Rama holds that a woman can be mekayim mitzvah asei shazman grama and even make a bracha. So since there should be no difference seemingly. As well as, right, we know, for example, shofar women go ahead and they even make a bracha, even though it's a Mrs. Ashei Shazman Grama, and they're not chayiv in it. If they want to do it, they could do it. But however, he says, however, ach mechse ki yehura. So in principle, they could do it, but it has a appearance of gaiva. Therefore, lachain ein lahen lulosh sitzis. Therefore, women should not wear sitzis. Ho will, now he's going to give it. Now he's going to give the understanding of this, because what he's going to explain is, so then why should it be different than, for example, lulav and shofar or sukkah? Those three things, we know a woman can, according to Ashkenazim, women can go ahead and do the mitzvah and be what, be mekayimit and say the bracha. So why should it be different? So here he makes a very important distinction. Because it's not a chovas gavra. What does that mean, it's not a chovas gavra? So we should know this, guys, from this year, the second parak, we did this a little bit. Perish. Eino chayiv l'knos lo talis kidei she yischayiv besitzis. A person is not chayiv, though b'toras minag, we have to go ahead and wear sitzis, because it's important to wear sitzis. But you're really not chayiv to put on sitzis. Why? Because you only chayiv once you have on a four-cornered beged. There's no real chayiv, right? That's what we used to say in elementary school, you know? We're not really chayiv because we don't have a four-cornered beged on. It's only chayiv when you have a four-cornered beged. So that is true in principle, but we know the minhag is that we all put on tzitzis, and you know everyone should be following minhag Klal Yisrael, as well as the fact that it's a very important mitzvah to be mekayim. But in principle, there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv when you wake up in the morning, you get up, wear tzitzis. The chiyuv is, if you have a four-cornered beged on, then you're chayiv, okay? So that's what he says. That's the difference. Perish, eino chayiv l'knos no talas k'dei she yischayiv besitzis. U'lekaman besiman yates amar, right? K'sheyesh lo talas me'arba kavas. When you have a what? Right? When you have a talas of four corners, a garment, so then you are chayiv in sitzis. So what he's saying is like this. He's saying, when you're dealing with a chiyuv gavra on the man, so then a woman who goes ahead and wants to be mekayim that mitzvah can be mekayim the mitzvah and say the bracha. Masha ein kain, when even for a man there's no real chiyuv, it's just b'tayras minug so that they will become chayiv by having on a four-cornered beged. So in that case, the woman going ahead and even engaging in that—that's a spitz of what? I'm super stark. I'm the woman of the wall. I go ahead and put on a talis and sitzis, and you know that's a spitz of gaiva. So again, what the women of the wall do by wearing the talisim and all that stuff? Tefillin's a different story. We'll get to tefillin later on. You could ask them about this ramah. They say maybe it's different now nowadays, things like that. But again, the Rama says, let's say ki yehura ki yuara. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, sifkat and gimel shahazman grama. The haba laila lavzman sitzisu. The reason why it's a mitzvah ashe shahazman grama is because night is not the zman of sitzis. The chol mitzvah ashe shahazman grama and all mitzvah ashe shahazman grama nashim pturois. Women are pater mehem. I feel be the rabbanon. They're not chayiv at all. The huksha kol atayr letfillin, because there's a hekesh. He's going through the whole limud of the gemaras in kiddushin and in other places as well. Okay, the whole Torah was hukash letfillin. Dichsiv behu leman tiyat Torah Hashem beficha. So there's a basic hekesh that by tefillin it says leman tiyat Torah Hashem beficha. So therefore, everything is like, okay, all the mitzvahs are like tefillin. Ugamo de pturas mitfillin, and the same way a woman is pater mitfillin, because there's a separate hekesh to Talmud Torah. The iskish to Talmud Torah, the sibba v'shinantam livanecha, is a hekesh to tefillin based on v'shinantam livanecha, v'loy livnoisecha. So we have a hekesh of tefillin to Torah, to Talmud Torah, that we see by Talmud Torah You see by Talmud Torah that it's l'banecha v'lo l'vanosecha, and there's a hekesh in Torah to tefillin. Talmud Torah to tefillin. So that's a, therefore tefillin, only a what? Only a man is chayiv and not a woman. And then once you go ahead and say that tefillin is hukshu all the mitzvahs of the Torah from the mantia Torah to Shabbat, that means all mitzvahs that are like tefillin should what? Should have the same halachas of tefillin, and only a man will be chayiv. And what mitzvahs are like tefillin? The mitzvahs that are like tefillin are the mitzvahs asay. What is tefillin? It's a mitzvah asay shazman grama. So therefore, all the mitzvahs asay shazman grama, women are potter from. That's what he says. Okay? And therefore, kein pturos mikol mitzvahs asay shazman grama. That's why they're going to be potter from all mitzvahs asay shazman grama, similar to tefillin, which is a mitzvahs asay shazman grama. The avodim, and now what about avodim? Why are avodim potter? Because the avodim are hukshu to the isha, not a hekesh, it's a gzeres shava to an isha. Yalfidim gzeres shava, it's a gzeres shava, not a hekesh. La meisha, the whole mitzvah sha isha ptura gam ha eved pater. Right? You have the two psukim, one by eved knani and one by isha. La. So that shows you that all mitzvahs that the isha is pater from, so too the eved is pater as well. Sif katan dalid ulevarech alav the af misha eno mitzuva v'isa yeshlo sachar v'shayech loymar v'tzivanu kaven sheha anoshim nitztavu. So the women, okay, can go ahead and they can, in principle, make the bracha, because even someone who's not a mitzuva v'yoyse has schar, and it's shayich, now he's dealing with the following issue, it's shayich for them to say v'tzivanu, they weren't commanded. Since men, there was a tzivoy, so there was a general tzivoy to Klal Yisrael, gam heim yesh lahem sachar, therefore they what? Have sachar because of this general what? Tzivoy to all of Klal Yisrael, okay, which, and therefore they could say v'tzivanu, because this was a general tzivoy to all the men. And since all the men were nitztavu, all the men, so the women also, okay, can get schar for that. And once they get schar for that, also, they can say v'tzivanu. This happened to be a machlokes between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere. That the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that even by lulav, sukkah, shofar, a woman does not make a bracha. She could be mekayim a mitzvah, but she does not make a bracha. We, the Ashkenazim, paskin like the Ramah, that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah's asay shazman grama. So in principle, a woman would be able to put on a tzitzis and a talis and be mekayim the mitzvah and make the bracha. Except, it's not our minug, based on Yuara, Gaiva, okay? And he makes a split. He says the Gaiva comes from the fact that it's not a Choyvas Gavra as opposed to the other mitzvahs that women can be Mekayim, and it's not considered Yuara. So he says, B'zeh mitaretz lama mevarchas anashim. He said, he's explaining here why women can make the bracha on lulav. Do gamke mitzvah asay shazman grama? It's also a mitzvah asay shazman grama, and we don't say it's yura. V'teirat shayni yacha she'inu chovas gavra. The answer is this is not a chovas gavra. Shafil ish, because even a man ain't a love chiyuv da'iraisa. There's no chiyuv da'iraisa. You might have a minag, and it might be very important to do, and you might be a shegitz if you don't put on tzitzis. But there's no chiyuv da'iraisa l'knois talis bas arba kamos. There's no chiyuv in the Torah. It says you have to go ahead and put on a four-cornered garment to have tzitzis. Ela im misatev, but rather the chiyuv is if you're misatev, if you're covering your body, if you're wrapping your body with a talis, then chayiv lasos bo tzitzis. Then you're chayiv to go ahead and put on tzitzis if you're wrapping yourself with a four-cornered garment. Masha'in kein lulav, as opposed to lulav, the gabe ishi uchoyves gavra, shu uchoyves aguv. Yeah, by the man, it's a chovas agavra. So chovas aguv means, it means that when a person wakes up, the gavra themselves, right, on sukkahs, wake up in the morning, it's morning, there's a chiyuv on them to go ahead and take lulav. Or every morning, by let's say tefillin, for example, there's a chiyuv gavra to put on tefillin. But that's not, there's no chi of gavra to buy a, and acquire a talis. V'dad, the anam peskin and gabe sitzis, chovas gavra, v'lav chovas gavra. You just know that it's a little tricky one by sitzis, because in a certain sense it is a chovas gavra, in a certain sense it's not a chovas gavra. V'tarvayu lakula, and both of them are lakula. What does he mean? Chovas gavra lakula, in a certain sense it's a chovas gavra lakula, in what sense? There's a shol shaila whether or not sitzis is what's called a chova on the beged. So it's not really a chova on the beged. Like if you own a four-cornered garment, do you have to go ahead and put sitzis on it? No. If you wear a four-cornered garment, then you will be chayiv. So in that sense, it's a chovas gavra. It's a chovas gavra that when you have sitzis, a four-cornered garment on you, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and put on tzitzis. But it's not a chovas mana. It's not a chova that you have it in your drawer, yet a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. Right? Shekol zman sheino lo vesh atalis, afal pisha yesh al kar arba kanfos, even though, okay, you have a beged that's arba kanfos, if you're not wearing it, it's ptura mi tzitzis. But slav chovas gavra, sheino chayav l'knois lo talis, kadesh yis chayav v'tzitzis. On the other hand, it's not a chovas gavra, as we said. There's no chiyuv on you that's chal if you don't have a four-cornered beged. There's no chiyuv to go ahead and acquire a four-cornered beged, a talis, to be chayiv in tzitzis. Rakim yesho talis arkavas lo shav as chayiv in tzitzis. Except if you have a talis of arba kanfos on you and you're wearing it, then there will be, in that sense, a chiyuv to go ahead and put it on. Ayin Siman Yud Tes. Check out. We'll see more about this. We get the Siman Yud Tes. Okay, continuing on. We got a couple, 8 more minutes here. Let's keep going. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Tumtum v'androgynous chayev misafik. A tumtum and an androgynous are chayev misafik. V'yisatlu below bracha. These individuals are a safek in their status, whether they're a man or a woman. What's the difference? Okay, Perish, look at the Ramah, he's going to explain. Tumtum lo noda im uzachar nakeva. Tumtum is where the genital, the genitalia of the individual is covered up, and therefore you don't know whether they're a zachar or nakeva. I don't know if that's even shayak today, because a person, we could probably tell with x-rays and all these other things what their genitalia are. But assuming that you can't tell what their genitalia are, okay, that's a suffix what they are, because you can't see, you don't know. Androgynous, true, it's a suffix, but it's a suffix from a different reason. Androgynous, yeshlo zachris v'nakvus. And androgynous has a din of a suffix, but it's only a din of a suffix in halacha, because they have what? They have both. They have both the genitalia of a Zachar and of an akeva. Okay? It's a combo plan. Okay? And therefore, it's a suffix in din, what it is. And the Gemara actually has a shaila, maybe it's its own, what's called beria bifnei atzma. But halachically, we paskin that it has the din of a what? Of a suffix, even though it has both. Okay? So therefore, halachically, it's a suffix, and therefore, a tumtum, an androgynous, will have to put on a talis because suffik daraisa l'chumra, okay? We'll have to put on sittis if it has a four-cornered beged because what? Because Savik Darais L'Chomer. If it has a four-cornered beged, they have to go ahead and put on the tzitzis. But when they go ahead and they misate with it, they don't make a bracha because Safik Brachas L'Hakel, right? But then he says as follows. Ulefi ma shenagu nashim levarech mitzvah ashes has man grama gam heim yivarchu. So then comes the Ramah. He argues l'shitaso, okay, on the hill, on the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, hey, what's the problem? Why can't they make a bracha? Because even on the tzad suffix that they're a what? That they're a woman, yeah? We hold that in principle, women, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, who says a woman can't make a bracha on a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. We hold that a woman could make a bracha on a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. So therefore, there's no problem of being mevarech, because even in the tzad that she's a woman, you could make a bracha according to the Ramah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Vav, Chayavim, Mi, Safek, the Safek Torah, Le Chumra. So therefore, Safek Torah, Le Chumra, Kein Kasav, Beis, Yosef. So therefore, they're going to be Chayav when they have a four-cornered garment to go ahead and put on put tzitzis on the four-cornered beged. Umashim is that, the Dover Shechiyuvo, okay, Rak midirabanan, he says, the fact that he says yechayavim misafek based on it's a safek taira, so look what he says, interesting thing. He says, based on what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, it's mashma, let's say the chiv sitzis was only midirabanan. Kegon talis sheula achashloshim. Like the talis, a borrowed talis after 30 days. There, if you remember, the chiv is only a chiv midirabanan. So then you have a suffix derabanan, right? Oh, what happens if you have a beged shechiyuve rak mitam suffix? What happens if the beged itself is only a suffix? So then you have a sveik sveika, right? So you have a suffix derabanan. If it's a derabanan chiyuv, you have a suffix derabanan. And if there's already a suffix, whether or not that beged requires a what, sitzis, so then it'll be a sveik sveika when you have the androgynous or the tumtum. So as he says, right? What's the case of the beged is chiyuv rak mitam safek? Kigon beged shechetzio pasuach. Remember the beged that's partially open, pasuach, partially susten. Remember if it's 50-50, right? 50-50 on the side, open and closed. So that's a safek, if you remember, in din, as to whether or not it's chayiv and sitzis. Kedom le'elbasim and yud sif zayin. So therefore, he says, rashayin leilech bo v'lo sitzis, he'll be allowed to, the tumtum and the androgynous will be allowed to go ahead and walk around without tzitzis. Now it's going to be a wild case. Like a tumtum, like my wife said to me, "Come on, you can have a tumtum and androgynous who's going to have a anyway." But that's halacha l'maisa. I have a pre-begadim shekasav od ke'enza, and the pre-begadim writes more in this, and he says, "V'ulai diyesh lahachmer b'chol zeh mipnei maris ha'ayin ukad isa sham b'sif pes." He says, "It's possible that based on Maris Ayin, they would, even though there's a Sveik Sveika that would pater, and even though it's a Safek Derabanan Lakula, which would pater, there's an issue here of Maris Ayin, and therefore, you're just walking around, like I guess, you know, this Tumtum looks a little male. Okay, or might be a male. We don't know who he is. It depends how he dresses, I guess. Okay? But it's like, would it be Maris Ayin if the Tumtum and Androga are just like a girl? Like, a good question, okay? That's for the Paiskin. Okay, but that would be the issue. It's a Maris Ayin, and therefore, maybe they should be Machmer and wear sitzis. Obviously, they would not be making a bracha. Okay, there, it would for sure be an issue of making a bracha, a problem making a bracha, because of the definite suffix. Okay, let's move weiter. Zayin below bracha came in the ikar achiyuv rak mishum sveika. Since the ikar achiyuv is based on suffix, then yim bracha should be rabbanan. Since it's a bracha based on the rabbanan. As lidim balakula vayel kamen simin samach zayin. Mr. Brewer, check out simin samach zayin. The Mr. Brewer, machinitav shami mitzvah shem kama klalim b'shem aposkin b'zeh. Where you check out, there's a lot of klalim in the name of the Paiskim Lagabe, this whole Indian of Suffolk Brachas Lehakel. And finally, Sif Katan Ches, Zachris Vinakvus, Hu Gamkein, Suffolk Zachar Onakeva, Vaimbis Archa Zachayim, Shevi Raya Mikama, Mekoimis, Paskin and Kein Lalacha, do begin in Suffolk. He says, a androgynous, even though they have both the male and female genitalia, they have, we paskin lalacha, that they have the din of a suffek, they have the lacha of a suffek, the logu commander amr, not like the manda amr, that holds its beria b'tneyatza, it's its own separate, you know, bria, its own separate min.